Yes, you asked for it. You got it. I'm in the middle of a radio show, but I stepped out for a quick emergency cheap heat situation to talk about what is going on with the WWE right now. As you know by this point, major changes to the TLC pay-per-view this Sunday in Minneapolis because of a medical situation affecting multiple WWE superstars. Obviously, full disclosure, I knew about this when I recorded Cheap Heat earlier this morning. I did not know what the solution was going to be. I did not know what was happening. I just knew that there was something going on that was impacting things. So as it stands right now, if you have somehow heard this before going to WWE.com or seeing the WWE Twitter page, the biggest news, Kurt Angle in a WWE ring for the first time in 11 years, replacing Roman Reigns in the main event at TLC. Now, obviously, this is a bizarre circumstance for a variety of reasons. And, you know, there have been many times over the years when WWE has to scramble in spots like this. But this is a weird one because you're not even substituting. It's not as if it was a one-on-one match. The point of this match was the Shield reunion, right? That's what the big deal was. Let's remember, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose have already had matches together. They have the tag titles. The thing that made this a thing was adding Roman Reigns. So the boys are all back together. We've been working on this now for a month. And now here we are. And because of totally unforeseen circumstances, you have Kurt Angle, who I got to tell you, I thought about this week how on the fence I was about whether or not Kurt Angle would ever wrestle in a WWE ring again. I've been completely on the fence about it. Physically, I just didn't know if he had it in him to go anymore. And you know what? We're going to find out this weekend. But then from a story standpoint, what happens in this match? It was already incredible odds. It was the Shield already against The Bar, Miz, Braun Strowman, and Kane, okay? Now you have, that's all the same except to remove Roman Reigns, you know, the strongest, most dangerous, powerful man in WWE, arguably, and he's being replaced by a guy who hasn't wrestled in a WWE ring in 11 years. Granted, an icon, okay? An absolute, a WWE Hall of Famer, an utter icon, multi-time champion. But how believable is it if he's the guy who now helps them get over against Braun Strowman and Kane? I mean, let's be honest. If it was just Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Kurt Angle against just Braun Strowman and Kane in a handicap match, I might like Braun Strowman and Kane. So my question is, does someone else show up? Does someone else get added last minute? Does Jason Jordan get involved in some way? Well, I am not sure. The odds are stacked. But I will tell you what, I'm very curious to see what happens. And I'm just very curious to see how the whole event feels. Now, we also know Bray Wyatt has been affected by this medical situation as well. He will miss the pay-per-view. And now, instead, the Demon is facing off against AJ Styles, coming over from SmackDown. Here's what I like about that. If you're going to do something at this point, because clearly people are, listen, there's no getting around it. People are going to be bummed out about the Shield not being there. Now people will be excited about seeing Kurt Angle. That's a draw. That's an attraction. That's why that makes sense. So if you're sitting there going, this makes no sense, I want a better story, come up with a reason why, you know, someone's filling it. No, ultimately right now, what do you do? What do you do to make this work? What do you do to make people want to pay for this and sign up for the WWE Network? You bring in a draw, and that's why you're getting Kurt Angle. Same thing for AJ Styles. You don't just move someone down from Raw somewhere else because you know that you're obviously forcing right now, and it's not the story that they've been building on. So why don't we bring in someone who's exciting? And at this point, getting to see AJ Styles in a Raw ring is exciting. And getting to see AJ Styles and the Demon Finn Balor in a ring together is exciting. You know? We haven't gotten that, have we? So this is pretty cool that you get to see it. So, I mean, listen, is this an ideal circumstance? No. I don't think it is. I don't think anyone would choose this. And obviously, You know, when you have a medical situation that's affecting multiple people, that affects everybody, and there's a lot of precautions and things that have to be done, and there's a lot of work that goes into that, and, you know, fear and things of that nature. So that's a pain. And then on top of that, you had stories you were building towards, most notably the Shield reunion at TLC. That is now no longer a Shield reunion. It's instead the re-debut of Kurt Angle in a WWE ring. So very, very interesting weekend. We'll be curious to see how it plays out. By the way, if you're listening to this on Mixcloud because this is an emergency pod and you're thinking, I've never heard Rosenberg talk about wrestling, when does he do this? Well, I do it on the Cheap Heat podcast. It's an ESPN podcast. You can hear every single week. Just go onto iTunes, search for Cheap Heat, or open up that ESPN app, go to podcasts, and find Cheap Heat and subscribe there. We do it every single week. In fact, this is now the third one we've dropped this week because we had the Brooklyn Brawl interview for fun. Today we dropped our full episode, and then now we have to do this quick emergency just to talk about it because so many people are thinking about what's going on here. Wish I had more insight on what's going on. I follow my social media all weekend at Rosenberg Radio. I will tweet and Instagram throughout the night at TLC, and then I'll be doing the kickoff show on the WWE Network as well as Raw Talk afterwards. So anyways, that's it. I'm going to go back to my radio show, but had to do a quick emergency break-in. Shout out to Ray Santiago. Thank you, my friend, for holding me down. Cheap Heat will be back next week. Enjoy TLC, whatever version of TLC it's going to be, this Sunday on the WWE Network.